from Washington. This is VOA News. I'm Susan Yawkey reporting. Obama to address terrorism. U.S. President Barack Obama will focus on his top priority, keeping Americans safe, as he gives a rare address today from the White House Oval Office. The spokesman said Obama will give an update on the investigation into Wednesday's mass shooting in California and will discuss the broader threat of terrorism and how to defeat it. The address will be just the third time he has spoken from the Oval Office, a place presidents have reserved for some of their most serious words. Obama last used the room to announce the end of U.S. combat operations in Iraq in 2010. The Federal Bureau of Investigation continues to investigate what led to U.S.-born Saeed Rizwan Farooq and his Pakistani wife, Tashfeen Malik, killing 14 people and wounding 21 at a gathering of local government workers. In his weekly Saturday radio address, Obama said Americans will not be terrorized. However, he also called for tighter restrictions on guns and closing the so-called gun show loophole.
And so I'm calling on Congress to close this loophole now. We may not be able to prevent every tragedy, but at a bare minimum, we shouldn't be making it so easy for potential terrorists or criminals to get their hands on a gun that they could use against Americans.
The Islamic State group claimed responsibility for an explosion today in southern Yemen that killed the governor of Aden province and several of his bodyguards. The blast hit Governor Ghaffar Mohammed Saad's convoy as he traveled to his office in Aden City. Aden has been a key battleground in Yemen, where Houthi rebels took control of the capital, Sana'a, last year before sweeping into Aden and forcing the president to flee. This is VOA News. Afghanistan's Taliban has released a voice message which it said was from its supreme leader, Mullah Akhtar Mansour. As Ayaz Ghul reports from Islamabad, in the message, Mansour refuted claims he was killed in a gun battle earlier this week.
The Taliban shared Mullah Mansour's recorded message with VOA in its bid to prove he is alive. He vowed the Taliban will continue its fight until the establishment of an Islamic system in Afghanistan. In a bid to establish the timeliness and authenticity of his message, Mansour mentioned the 9 civilians killed Friday by a mortar shell near a mosque in central Afghanistan's Maidan Wardak province. Afghan government troops had been firing mortars in the area during a clash with Taliban fighters. Mansour told Taliban colleagues he was grieving over the incident and offered his condolences to the victims' families. Ayaz Ghul for VOA News, Islamabad.
U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says the next round of talks on Syria's political future will be in New York later this month. Speaking at the Brookings Institution here in Washington, Kerry said the goal is to facilitate a transition that all parties have said that they support.
A Syria which will choose its own leadership in the future by an election that they have all agreed will be supervised by the United Nations under the highest standards of international law and of elections with fair, full transparency and accountability in order for even the diaspora to be able to vote for future leadership.
Kerry said resolving political concerns related to the Syrian conflict will help facilitate the fight against Islamic State, which controls large areas of Syria and Iraq. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu today rejected Mr. Kerry's warning that a collapse of the Palestinian Authority could have consequences for the security of Israel. Netanyahu told a cabinet meeting, Israel will not be a binational state, but in order to have peace, the other side needs to decide what it wants peace as well. And unfortunately, this is not what we are witnessing. He added that the Palestinian Authority is continuing incitement against Israel. French voters are going to the polls today to elect regional leaders in what is expected to result in gains by a far-right, some consider anti-Islamic party. The election comes as France remains under tight security following the November terrorist attacks in Paris that left 130 people dead. Officials from 195 nations attending the UN Climate Change Conference in Paris have approved a draft text of a climate deal. The draft document, coming after 4 years of negotiations, is meant to offer nations options to reduce the emissions of climate-altering greenhouse gases. From the nation's capital, Washington, I'm Susan Yawkey.
That's the latest world news from VOA.